brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to my wife and I. We bought our house in 2021 we bought it for $500,000. We put $100 down on it. We had about $100 in our savings account that we kept in there too for our emergency fund. We have now paid it down to about we owe about $280 on it as
good.
Of today.
Very good.
So in 3 years, we've put down another $115,000 into it.
You're killing it, dude.
We have no debt. Our cars are paid off. We have no debt, and we have still about $100 in our savings account today as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are worried about the house economy crashing here in the next 6 months or so, and our mortgage rate is at 2.5%.
Let me stop you. I'm sorry. Why are you worried about the housing economy in Denver, Colorado crashing?
I don't know. I don't know. My wife is, she's more of a realist than I am. And so I'm just kind of going with the flow, and we're just trying to.
I'm sorry. What does being a realist mean? You mean a pessimist?
I guess so. I'm not trying to talk down on her because.
Oh, I wasn't either. I'm just saying there's a realist is someone who observes facts. There are no facts in the marketplace that indicated a housing crash in Denver, Colorado in the next 6 months. Absolutely zero facts.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So, and then also we're wanting to see if we should sell our house.
No.
Also, and then collect our revenue.
No.
It's already at 700.
No.
No. Okay.
You guys need to get off the internet.
That's what I say too.
Yeah. So. I'm sitting next to the Ramsey family conspiracy theorist.
I don't know. When AT&T went out last month.
Rachel, what's the Denver housing conspiracy? I missed this one. You're up on all the conspiracies.
It does have the Denver airport. You are close to the bunker that could happen if it all goes down, Shane. That's your greatest asset right now.
Again, at the same time, too, my son, we have a 7-year-old son. And I travel a lot for work in the state, and we're trying to maybe move to the southern part of Colorado to where I don't have to travel as much and I can work from my office.
Please don't do that because the Denver housing market is going to collapse in the next six months. That should not be one of the factors that drives your decision.
Okay.
Because it's not. It's not going to collapse.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and then percentage-wise, I didn't want to go get a new house and then pay a percentage on something with a higher interest rate when we're at 2.5.
You're not going to have a higher interest rate for much longer because you're paying it off so fast.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it might be 3 or 4 years you carry it, but you're not going to carry it for 30 years, so it doesn't matter. But make your decisions out of a glass half full, not out of panic, and really quit reading the internet. I'm serious.
Okay.
There's some really dumb, dark people out there.
Yeah, that's kind of, and I'm too busy with work. My wife's a nurse practitioner in psych, and the last couple of years she's been just a stay-at-home mother with our kid during these years, and now my son's getting to be where he can be in full-time school, so she's about to go back to work too now. So
good.
We're gonna have a double income.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well.
And but I mean, psych nurse is oh my gosh. She's just seen a lot of crazy stuff, no pun intended, right? And so, it can leave a mark on you. And so, but I don't want her to live in fear. I don't meet people who anticipate the end of the world who prosper. None.
Great.
I just don't. The people who there's preppers and then there's crazy preppers. Okay. Prepper's one thing, but crazy prepper, that's anticipating the end of the world. Like I've got a friend who has gold bars in his basement.
Well,
and
okay.
It's just not right.
And let's keep talking about this though, Shane, because the housing market is a point in our economy that a lot of people are panicked about. And back, during COVID, when everything surged in 2021, we sat here at this desk and people are like, it's a bubble.
It's going to bust.
And you're like, it's not supply and demand. We did the real estate.
It's gone up.
Yes, we did the real estate, hour and all of it. So It is, though, Shane, to your wife's credit, it is a point of fear for a lot of people. Because
not
I think
to her credit, empathize with her. I understand how people are afraid, but that doesn't mean it's accurate or logical.
Okay, so then give us the logic behind it.
Well, the logic is there's a housing shortage.
Still.
There's still three buyers for every stinking house on the market, and houses have gone up right now, today, in most major markets. Homes that are on the market are getting multiple offers.
But they're sitting on it longer, though. It's not
like 8 days.
No, it's not.
The average days on the market has gone up 8 days in the past 12 months.
My wife sent me something the other day, and it says new home sales fall as mortgage rates weigh down housing.
Well, people, I know when the mortgage rates did go up, it slowed it down, though.
No one clicks on stuff unless it bleeds. That's a clickbait lead.
Okay.
Housing starts fall as mortgage rates go up, which they did. A lot of builders slowed down. There's not as many houses coming out of the ground. You know what that does? It means there's an even bigger shortage of inventory, which makes your home even that much more. But house prices didn't fall. Builders slowed down building because they didn't want to get caught with specs if the market slowed down on them. But not if the market crashed. Housing starts did drop. But headlines always go, everyone's dying. That's what the headlines always say, because that's what people click on, is that stuff.
Yeah.
So, So, look, that's what I mean by don't read the internet, okay?
And with the election year coming up, traditionally in election years, things slow down closer to the election, too. So you may see that happening. So
traditionally, interest rates go down because the sitting president doesn't want to get unseated by a stinky economy. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see. But interest rates have come down a little bit in the last month and a half. They've come down a full point. And the market is, some areas, the southern areas of the country, the grass is starting to get green. People are coming out of their winter caves and starting to buy houses. And the house market is heating back up. It's a dirty little secret. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But I've been anecdotally involved in three or four deals lately where I'm watching, and there's multiple offers coming in on these.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting ready to put our home on the market. And I was just looking, it's a different dollar amount, but I mean, I was just looking at the, what's the average days on the market? The average days on the market, what's the inventory? Inventory's dried up. I'm sitting pretty. My timing is excellent to put a house on the market. It's far from a crash, quite the opposite. Yeah, you're going to see your homes go up in value in the next 12 months. Just write it down and say the old bald guy said it. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.